Well, I haven't booed on this account for a while because I've got a new account. It's Mark Spoff, now on Audioboo. That's S-P-O-F-F. I just thought I'd do one final Audioboo on my Colt Seavers account because I decided to open a new account in my real name because I'm so much better these days. I also am starting up a new company and I don't want to be anonymous online anymore, so even it's a sort of new start for me. I'm kind of leaving my gaming tag behind. I'm still using it gaming, but I'm only using it gaming now, so I've changed Twitter and I've changed Audioboo. I thought it was appropriate for me to record this because yesterday I visited the GP here and had a consultation, which is the first time I've done so since I left London and moved up here. And I've booed on my Mark Spoff account how much better I'm feeling and how good that is. And I wanted to boo here because I don't have many followers on my Mark Spoff account. They're mostly on this account. And so I wanted to invite people to follow me there, where I might not be as insane, but still like to keep in touch with everyone. I guess I can just go and follow you, can't I? That's a really stupid thing, an obvious thing for me to do. I'll do that. I went to the doctors and I was particularly concerned about going because I haven't had any stress since I've been here. I've, you know, settled in really nicely. I'm absolutely loving it sitting here now with my chickens, my dog's off in the field running about chasing rabbits. The sun's shining, we have no neighbours within sort of near distance. People go past jogging at this time of day, and there's the train track which is over the field. But it's just so peaceful, it's so relaxing, and I've had some, just day after day of positive normality and decent, healthy minded living. The other thing is that my new company, which I'm starting with an old friend called Lovefresh, has been researched and developed quite extensively now. I've been to lots of producers of food, fresh food, small, very small producers up to medium size independent farms, and the code is all planned out. In terms of the way it's going to work, how everyone's going to fit into the big picture of the software. And my friend, who's a software developer, is writing that. We've got the graphics, got the logo in early design. There's Poppy running about crazy, chasing a rabbit. So it's going really well. The aim, quite simply, is from a user, a customer point of view, you'll just open your mobile device and it will immediately show you your nearest local fresh food suppliers, and you'll be able to go check in at new ones, add them to the databases, share them with all your friends, all that kind of thing. I think Gowalla, but food centric. It's exciting because it's something I've got a lot of passion for. It's not feeling like work in the slightest. I'm just really enjoying, enjoyed designing it. And, you know, it's nice to see an idea develop to the length that this has, because instead of rushing ahead and doing something online half-heartedly like I might have done to start something like this in the past, we're writing it from the ground up, we're planning it out exactly as we want it, so it's super scalable. We're using NoSQL, a really nice scalable database. We're using Ruby on Rails, which is a really neat, easy library of code to construct the web app and the website. And then there'll be initially an iPhone and an iPad app, but that will be followed fairly quickly by a Android compatible version, and there'll be the web version, which should work, we hope. I'm not sure, so sure how it's going to work on mobile devices. It worked fine, to approximately fine on IP. Hello, Poppy. Anyway, the point of this boo really wasn't to go on about Love Fresh, although it is in my mind a lot. It's to say, it was really just to say that I'm steadily developing it, not rushing in, maybe as I would have done previously. In fact, sometimes I'm the one people are waiting for now, which never used to be the case. But, you know, I'm walking my life, as they say, and I'm living by some very simple principles. That one, the principle that Gandhi used to espouse, which was along the lines of, paraphrasing, that you should be and your life should be everything you want to see in the world. So you shouldn't do, you should, oh God, that's not exactly how what it is actually. Anyway, a blurry morning mind is refusing to allow me to remember that phrase exactly, but what I take from it is that I'm done with doing things I don't enjoy and don't feel strongly about or a passion for or enthusiasm for. I'm continuing to do things that I find worthwhile, like increasing our sustainability, self-sustaining living. So we've got our chickens now, we've got our veg growing, lots of veg, lots of fruit growing, we've got the pigs hopefully coming in the field soon. It's really good stuff, and it's just, it's, you know, it sounds, I don't mean just the country living is idyllic. I mean, you know, I've done a job I hated with a passion for all my career, and it almost drove me mad. It did drive me mad temporarily, and I'm not going to make that same mistake again. Absolutely not. And I'm a lot better now. And so I went to the doctors, which is how I started this book, and I'll finish it very shortly. And the doctor said that basically I have hit the nail on the head with moving out of London, that, you know, my brain couldn't recover in that environment, that it obviously is recovering here, that all my perceptions of what's going on are as good as anyone's, in that I am stable, healthy, positive, and not in any extreme mood. I'm not, you know, super manic or anything. And he says that I should keep doing what I'm doing, and that I no longer have to see the psychiatrist, that they're there for me whenever I need them. That it sounds to him like I've broken the back of recovery. You know, well, basically everything that I hoped he would say, he just said and prompted. That's just really good news, really good news. He said, stop thinking of yourself as the ill person, you know. Not that I wasn't saying that even. I didn't say I think of myself as the ill person, but he said, you know, this is the point in your recovery when you now need to, you know, enjoy the fact that you're feeling happy, which I am doing, obviously. And as someone else had said to me on Twitter, that your brain is, I think it was Tim, your brain is an elastic plastic thing, and that it learns behaviours all the time. It's quite feasible. By being here and being happy for as long as I have now, that I've reshaped my brain, and that I'm not going to go back to the place I've come from. So that's great news. I'm not going to be Colt Seavers online anymore because of it. Not just because of it, because of the way I'm feeling. You know, I have no neighbours, so you guys online are my friends and social circle, apart from all the farmers and small producers that I'm visiting and chatting about their produce and chatting about how they got into it, that kind of thing. And, you know, what a job. If that's my job, I'm a very happy man. Anyway, have a good day. And if you've listened, thanks for listening. And I'll see you on the Mark Swoff account. This is going to be my last ever audio boo as Colt Seavers. Cheers. Actually, sorry, I can't stop this boo without at least thanking the people who listen to this for all the help and support they've given me over the time that I've been suffering from my mental health problems and living in Hackney and struggling with life a lot. It's been amazing, a hugely humbling experience, and it's been a very warm human experience in the sense that I've made some very good friends. I mean, I don't really want to go through naming names because that would imply there was people that weren't mentioned, weren't as important. That's not true. But you know, the guys at Audio Boo in particular have Mark Rock and Karen Barber. They really gave me hope, and they really gave me a hell of a lot of warmth and love when you know, there was really no expectation on my part of anything like that. It was just absolutely novel to start using a social web service based around audio, which is something I've always had a passion for. Deciding to use it to openly diarise my mental health recovery, and then finding that something I thought that I'd only listen to alone and that would be a good archive was even listened to by the guys who founded the company, and they were interested and human enough to have a two-way dialogue open up. I ended up getting to know them and going and visiting them, going to the Audio Boo party, and it was these were hugely significant things for me. These were, you know, I wasn't doing much else in this recovery period, but it made me feel less isolated, it made me feel engaged, it made me feel that despite the sort of shenanigans with losing, well, psychiatrists moving on to new hospitals, that sort of thing, there was the only continuity I had was my marriage, which, you know, thank goodness, and the friends I'd made with Audio Boo. I don't say Twitter, I mean, I've made lots of friends on Twitter, but it was the Audio Boo connections, the messages, audio messages, hearing people's voices, meeting them, just generally feeling like you got to know them better by listening to what they had to say. That was the pleasure, and still is the pleasure. It's a different pleasure for me now. It still shall be a diary, but I have mostly positive things to say these days, and I don't have to be so self-analytical all the time because I've been there and done that. Thanks to Audio Boo, a tool that, well, I call them self-therapy boos, and that was exactly what they were. Just extremely useful, extremely helpful. Anyway, I'll stop now, but I must just leave on one comment, and that is that it looks like a fox has been trying to get into my chicken coop. Anyway, have a good day. Cheers.